Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. All right, today is March 30th, 2015, and me and Miss Brenda Dixon here. Oh, my name is Darren Dixon, in case I didn't say that earlier. I was, sorry, I was looking away from the microphone playing with a pen, and we were just kind of hanging out here in the studios. Today, we're finishing up our March series of good relationships, and today we're going to kind of talk about with how to get what you want in life, in a relationship, in buying your first house, and buying your first car, and buying those stocks and bonds, and investing in minerals. We're going to tell you exactly what you need to get the job done. Yes. So, with that, Miss Brenda Dixon, it's all for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I would say the first thing for the listener is, what do you want in life? If you don't know what you want, how are you going to know how to get it?
That's exactly right.
So, I would go to the place where I got a journal. And I would write down every day for 30 days what you want.
That sounds like homework.
It does. And it could be as complicated or as simple as you want. Complicated being very flowery sentences, long paragraphs if you want to. Because some people love to talk that way and some people love to write that way. Or it could be new car, or it could be to be heard when I speak, or it could be teach my child to jump rope. That's pretty basic. That's pretty simple. And then you write that down for 30 days, and at the end of the 30 days, you go back and you look at what you have recorded, and you can put a date on it if you want to, and you look at what you've recorded, and you can note if there's a pattern, if you're saying the same thing, or if you've said something different every day, which means you have a lot of wants. Sometimes, if you'll notice, you'll just say the same thing maybe 2 days out of the five. But you go back and look at the pattern, and you, at the end of the 30 days, you've got your journal, and then you start writing each day what your plan is to get what you want. A strategy, a plan, a focus. For example, if you're going to teach your child to jump rope,
mm-hmm.
You have to buy the jump rope, I would think.
Yes.
And then you show them how to do it. I guess you would have to do it. And you show them how to jump. In other words, you devise the plan, the steps to take to get to the end of where you want to go. And let's say the child can jump one time. Well, that's good. But let's say in 5 days of practicing, the child can jump three times. And that's without the rope stopping. So this is just an example of you can get where you want to go if you know what you want.
That's right.
So you record it and you study it and you see where it is you want to go. I mean, there are people that have businesses that they want to be prosperous, but they don't know how they want to get there. And they don't really know what they want. So if you keep the journal for 30 days, by the end of the 30 days, you're going to know a little bit more about what you want. Maybe a whole lot more about what you want. So write it down and decide what you want, let's say, in your business. Some people are in sales. Some people are in, you know, they go to work at 8 in the morning and they leave at 5 at night. They have a steady, they know what their goals are every day, and they don't have any kind of problem with what they want. They just don't know what they want when they leave. They don't know what they want for supper. They don't know what they want. They just don't know what they want. So do you see how this works when you keep your log for 30 days? You know more about where you want to go and what you want. For example,
how can you be successful if you don't know what you want to accomplish?
That's a good point. And that's my point.
And how can you get something done if you don't start it? I mean, that's kind of boiling things down to the lowest common denominator. So it's like, if you're going to build a house, well, first off, you're going to have to pick one out that you want to build. Or you're going to have to design it, or you're going to have to come up with a plan to build a house. Either you do it, someone else does it, but somehow you're going to have to produce one.
That's exactly right. It's knowing what you want. And it works the same way, since we've been talking about good relationships this whole month. It works that way with good relationships. What do you want? Do you want to be able to be a good listener? Or do you want to be able to be direct? What do you want?
Well, what do we want? Tell us what we want. We don't know nothing.
That's what you have to decide. I can't decide that.
I want a good relationship. I want people to not be stupid and act weird around me and be able to tell me what they want so I can do what my job is. I don't know. How can I do what you want to do if I don't know what you want me to do? Just tell me what to do.
Yes. In a relationship, you can be the one that can help the other person, but the main way that you help is by knowing what you want. When you know what you want, it makes it easier for the other person to understand what's going on. So that's what the whole point is.
So what do you want in a relationship? Get us started here so we can start kind of thinking, because maybe there's people out there that just are so clueless, and I'm representing that person. I'm very good at that.
Oh, thank you, Darren.
So give us an idea. Maybe pick out one of your relationships and think about what you want in that relationship and what would be a healthy thing.
Well, when people come to me, I guess the bottom line is they want to be understood.
Okay, that makes sense.
And if I suppose I want to be understood, and I suppose I don't think I've met anybody that doesn't want to be understood. You know, when you speak, you want to be understood.
That helps communications if they understand what you're saying.
Exactly. And so if I'm going to get what I want out of my life, I'm going to have to say things in such a way that people can understand me.
Absolutely, that makes sense.
So that's the beginning part of this. That's why I suggested having a 30-day log, 30-day journal, where you can keep a record of what you want. So it isn't just roaming around somewhere wild in your head. You take it out of your head and write it down. And then you go back and look at it after 30 days, and you can say, oh, yeah, look how many times I wanted that. And then you have a form.
So you start, that's a good exercise, because it forces you to think about it instead of just except going on through your day, just oiling the squeaky wheel and getting up, going to work, coming home, finding food, go to sleep. You know, it forces you to take control of your destiny or of who, you know, what you do. I mean, you're made for a purpose, and you got to figure out what it is, and you got to do it. Some of it might be trial and error, but if you don't think about a purpose, then you don't come up with things to try out or things to do.
And once you find out what it is that you want to do, it's very important to start practice saying what you want to do.
Okay.
So now, you know.
Tell us why.
Well, for 30 days, we've kept a log, so we know, we have it written down what we want.
Gotcha.
And then once you write it down and start to see the patterns and everything, then you're going to start practice saying it. And the interesting thing about saying it is it starts to become real inside of you. And as you're walking through life, it actually starts to become real out in your life. If I don't say it, then it doesn't, I don't know what it is. It's like it gives it substance or something. So I practice saying what I want to do. And then after I say what I want, I often can begin to move in that right direction. But one of the things I have to do when I'm communicating to other people in my good relationship, mm-hmm. I have to be very careful not to put up disclaimers.
Okay, what do you mean?
If I'm talking to someone and I say, well, I don't want you to be mad at me for this, and I don't want you to be frustrated about this, and if I put up a whole bunch of disclaimers, well, if I put up three disclaimers, that's too many, it diminishes what I'm trying to say to the other person. So see, I'm headed in a direction for a good relationship, and I'm communicating who I am mm-hmm. by what I want. And I'm saying it, but if I spend time putting up disclaimers, then I diminish what I'm saying.
Okay.
It also makes the other person feel like they're being accused of something when I say the disclaimers. Isn't that interesting?
Give me an example.
I don't know if I can.
What would be a disclaimer? You might not like this.
Yes, that's a disclaimer.
Okay,
and it makes the other person feel accused or guilty.
Because they may not like it. And they're like,
well, or they
kind of like judging them that says, oh, you're probably not going to like this. Or
yes, because you're setting it up. Whoever's talking is setting it up.
Right. So you're pretty much telling them.
Yeah, kind of like how to think.
Right. Yeah.
So it's important if you're going to tell what you want in your life to eliminate the disclaimers. Just keep it straight. And the other person can assess what's going on and make a statement. Like, oh yeah, I can do that. I can, I don't know, I can do that. I can't even think of an example.
It's been a long day at the Life Up Now Studios.
When you are talking to someone and you're talking from your point of view, that's legitimate. But when you put the disclaimers out there, it's like it involves the other person too much, and they don't know what you're getting ready to say. They just heard the disclaimer and they feel guilty or accused or
Well, I like what you said. You're thinking for them, and you're not. It's like you're telling them how to think.
Yeah, it just sets it up.
That was huge. That was hit it right on the head.
And when you're talking to people, I have said this before, be prepared for a no answer. Because when you tell people what you want in your life, be prepared for a no answer. Because if you can't be prepared for a no answer, then you're really not asking anything. You're making a demand. Who wants to be in that relationship?
So how do you prepare for a no answer?
Well, if I ask somebody something for my life and they say I can't give it to you, then I have a plan B. If I go to my boss and I ask for a raise, say I want a dollar extra on the hour.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I can't give you that. You've only worked here 2 years. I give that to my 5-year timers. Well, at that point, you have to make a decision. Do I leave this job, or do I say, oh, okay, I'll come back in 3 more years? I have to make a decision. So I have to be prepared for his no. When I went in, I didn't make a demand. I asked for what I wanted in my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're ready for a couple different responses.
Yes.
Of what he says. If he says yes, what are you going to do? If he says no, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm prepared for whatever his answer is. And if I'm making a demand, you either give me my dollar raise or, and we already know it's going to happen, I'm out of here, then you're out of there. Because that was a demand. That was not a request. So if you're trying to get something get what you want out of your life, you have to do it in such a way that you have plan A, plan B, and plan C, so to speak.
Okay. And, so you have plan A, B, and C in case you hit snags with A or B. You have another thing to go to, is what you're saying.
I have to listen openly and honestly to, let's say, my boss. We're using this as an example. I have to listen to him for his response and to make sure it's accurate for what I want to do. As he is answering me, you know, I've asked for a raise. As he's answering me, I got to stop and make sure I don't worry and get agitated and frustrated. I have to maintain my ability to take a no if he's going to give me a no answer. But he could give me a yes, because I must have thought he could give me a yes, or I wouldn't have gone in there.
Right. Unless you're ready to leave.
Unless I'm ready to leave. Like, I'm getting ready to leave just to give me a dollar raise before I head out the door.
Well, you know, most people come in here, boss, and ask for a raise, but I want your job. And one of us is going to leave here today without your job. Is it me or is it you? And that's when they say, security!
So I guess for a person that is taking care of things in their life by saying what they want, they must always have a backup plan.
A backup plan, of course. Backup plans. Well, let's see here. So to get what you want out of life with a relationship, what about in the workplace? I mean, since we're kind of talking about the workplace, it's not just you and your job. You've got other people that you have to work with. Some people are easier to work with and some people are not easier to work with. What could be some tips in the workplace to help you accomplish your goals? I mean, you've mentioned we need to set the goals, which if you're not setting goals and writing them down and keeping track of them, then that's the first step. And then the next step is, what are some tips that we could use with coworkers or with bosses? Like maybe bosses that don't really allow you to do your job the way you need to do to accomplish what you're hired to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think you have to find, for a good relationship, I think you have to find a point of agreement. So whatever the boss is saying or whatever the coworker is saying, find something that you agree with. Because if you're going to be the kind of person that is agitated and opposing, you're not going to go anywhere. It's just not going to work. So find a place of agreement. I mean, let's say all the coworkers are hanging out together and they didn't ask you in on it. They're all in the, what do you call it? The
break room.
Break room, yes. I started to say coffee room. But anyway, the break room. You can tell it's been a while since I've been in one of those. But you're in the break room and everybody's in there laughing and having a good time, and you're out working. You're in your office working, and nobody said a word to you. Now you have an opportunity. Are you going to get upset? Or are you going to go out there and interject with them? Or are you going to not sweat the anything small and insignificant? Because it's kind of small and insignificant. So you make the decision how you're going to operate under those circumstances. Let's say the boss comes out and he gets involved in it. And they're all in the break room having a good time, and you're the only one in your office working. It always pays off for you to do what's right for you. So go to the place where you need to go. Stay in a thinking mode where you are right doing what you're doing. You're not going to concern yourself with what anybody else is doing. I mean, you can get up and go out and have a good time and everybody be laughing.
Right. You can, if it's bugging you, then go on in there.
Exactly. But what the big thing about our lives is we can look at our lives in such a way that we are pretty satisfied with what we're doing. But if you're not satisfied, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. Find out what it is you want and get satisfied, because it just seems to work when you're satisfied.
That's great. You don't allow a chip to get on your shoulder. And I guess no bitterness.
Exactly.
And so, and you don't want to fabricate transgressions, I guess, from other people. I mean, just the way you think. I mean, sure that maybe they excluded you on purpose. Maybe they just, one person went in there and then another person went in there. Next thing you know, people just happened to be at the same time. And it didn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
And just kind of, like you said, don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all the small stuff.
Let's say that it happens every day. Well, then change something. You have the power to change something in your life. So change something. I don't know what. But I would throw out the creativity. I'd throw it into your lap and I'd say, change something. Make it different. Bring cupcakes for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate cupcakes. Be the best friends of everybody.
I mean, we're talking in general terms, and yet what I'm saying is ultimately good relationships are with you. You it starts with you. Mm. And if you enjoy the people around you, then enjoy them. But let's say they're incorrigible and they're difficult to enjoy, then so be it. Just find something to enjoy. Find something that you can be in agreement with these people, the people that you're around. And it just goes so much further for your life.
Find common ground with the relationship.
Yes.
With everybody. Well, we're running out of time again. And this is the last podcast in March. And we have covered some ground this month in how to have a good relationship. And there's a lot of jewels in each of these podcasts. Feel free to share these with some friends and go back and listen to them as many times as you want. And if you're listening to this and you say, well, that was really good, but this just doesn't apply to me. Well, maybe you should listen to it again. And because everybody can learn something from this and apply something to a relationship that you're having. But it's not just the relationship. It seems like, from where I'm sitting, to have a good relationship is you've got to be okay with yourself and not be offended and not let things bother you. And we've also talked about if things do bother you, and some things have to be discussed on how to discuss them. And we've kind of touched on that. So in closing, for how to have good relationships, this, you know, 5-week series, is there some something that you want to share, some conclusion, some summary that you, some encouragement you want to give to our listeners?
I would say just be kind to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself, and certainly don't be too hard on who you're having the relationship with. Just enjoy each day as it comes. Don't go too far ahead for the next day, just today. That's all you have is today. Just enjoy it. And if it's not working, just go sit down somewhere and look straight up, or just don't be involved in the what's not working part.
Don't dwell on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's great. Well, that concludes our time for today. Thank you so much for being a supporter for us. I mean, there's some of our listeners are partnering with us on our website, and that helps bring these podcasts out there. And we appreciate you guys so much, and thank you so much for that. For our regular lists, for our other listeners, if you like what you hear, send us an email, support@lifehelpnow.com. We'd love to hear your comments. And if you're listening to this on iTunes podcast, you know, write a review and share with us what you have, and share this with a friend also. We work hard to have some relevant information for you guys. And also, if you have something that you want us to talk about, a topic, a situation, send us an email and we'll put something in there. We'll leave your name out, and so nobody knows who you are. And we may include it in one of our podcasts. So we'll see everybody next month, where we'll have a whole new set of good stuff to learn about. And this is Miss Brenda Dixon and Darren Dixon, and we're signing off. God bless you, and we'll see you next month. Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe, and if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com. and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.